Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic, far from past it. Now close your eyes and imagine those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P Pam, known as Already Blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like you're living forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the hottest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight till that break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi dinar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, Marvelous-er Monday, February 24, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT.
It is another Monday morning. We survived the weekend, and it is going to get pretty interesting. So, let's see what happens. Ray, did you send anything out at all?
No updates went out.
No updates. Well, in that case, must be the same old, same old. What do you guys think?
Sounds like it to me.
All right. So, it was kind of exciting on the weekend. I told you guys on Friday, last Wednesday, last Monday, but I always tell you, it's Iraq. Give it a couple hours, a day, it'll change. Things will definitely happen again and again. So, we're right where we expected to be. Right? The vote on Monday morning. Isn't that what we were waiting for? Let's see,
yep,
when we're going to get paid. When is this finally going to be over with? And guess what happened over the weekend? Same thing happened last weekend. They said, oh, we're not going to vote on Monday. We decided we'll vote on Wednesday instead. So I talked to Ray. We was going to send it out. I was going to send the information, ruin everybody's weekend. I said, we don't need to do that. They know it anyway. Because it's Iraq. That's what happens. They know it. We talked about it. They're going to do it. So I saw one of my members put it out for you guys anyway. I went on Twitter and said, plus I got a whole bunch of texts. Is the vote delayed? The vote delayed? I said, they already know. I don't need to tell them. Vote is delayed again. But guess what happened? Lo and behold, they didn't wake up this morning and said, hey, we're not going to do the vote on Wednesday. Let's wait till Thursday to do the vote. So now the vote is put off until Thursday. And we'll see what happens if they do it then. A lot of stuff happened. President of Parliament left the country, said he wasn't going to participate. He didn't agree with the new government. Now he's back. We're going to see what happens. He does or not. They say everybody's in agreement. He has the 166 votes that he needs to get the government passed. They just won't let him vote. And they get to decide what day he votes or if he doesn't. So what are they doing? They're doing what they always do. And we're used to it by now, especially in this situation. They're dragging it right to the very last moment before they have to make a decision or make no decision at all. Who's winning? Same person has been winning every time. Iran. Every single time they delay it, Iran gets another payday. And that's what they're looking for. Another payday for Iran. So we'll see. Tomorrow is going to be a big day, though. That's for sure. They were already planning a million-man march tomorrow. The protesters were planning a million-man march. Well, now, Sadar's group is planning a million-man march. So it's going to be a 2 million-man march tomorrow with opposing sides. So we're going to see how that turns out and who comes out on top and what happens with the Lowry. The biggest thing that the parliament members are arguing about is they're saying that Alawi talked to Pompeo, which he did, and he's given Pompeo assurances that the U.S. government is going to be protected, soldiers are going to be protected, embassies are going to be protected, and that they're going to stay in Iraq, while he's telling the parliament members, giving them assurances, that he's going to do what they said and get all foreign services out of Iraq. And they're saying, hey, you're contradicting yourself on live TV in public. So who's going to believe you? Who's going to trust you? And we have yet to see what happens. But we talked about that a couple weeks ago, too. He's saying whatever he needs to say to whoever he needs to say it to get done. Just like some politicians in other countries. I ain't gonna say the U.S. because U.S. is already enough. A bunch of liars, too. But anyway, it is what it is. We're right here today. There's absolutely nothing happening at the banks. Nobody's sitting anywhere. Nobody. Nobody's at the exchange center. Nobody's at the call center because we're all waiting to see what happens when it happens. And then we're going to take off for sure because that's the last thing we're waiting for. They are making it more and more public notice that every day and every month they delay the budget. They're sending their economy into a tailspin, and it's looking like the next 6 months could be horrible for them if they don't approve the budget. So they are making that known. They are making it known that they are now in the same position they were in 2014 when this budget was supposed to go through. And look what has happened to their economy since then. Except it'll be worse this time. It will a depression is what they're saying. And nobody wants that to happen. So a change has got to come one way or the other. All right, where are we at, Ray?
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
All right, we have a few questions. Sunstar says, per some news reports, how significant do you find it that Iraq has approved up to 10,000 U.S. currency can now come in or out across the Iraqi borders?
I don't find it significant at all because they did that a couple years ago when we all got excited saying this is the new law. That you could only do $10,000 undeclared. You know, you got to remember that, up to $10,000. No different than ours. You can take $10,000, but after that, you have to declare. So they just made it public and finalized the law. But here's the thing. What was significant is $10,000, it says U.S. dollars, but it said you can't take more than $20,000 out the country, period. Is what it said, U.S. dollars, which is good because it put a cap on what you can take out the country. So if you read the whole thing, you would have saw that was at the back end of the article. On top of that, they said it is absolutely illegal from this point forward to take $1 million out of the country. They didn't say the equivalent of anything. They said it's absolutely illegal to take $1 million out of the country. Now, those are the things that we like because there are more restrictions and it's public notice for everybody when they're putting it out there, and it further restricts them moving money to Iran without being some kind of backlash or some kind of punishment for those who do. And they made it legal. Notice. So that was significant. Okay, what's next?
All right. Any SKR bank updates to share?
Nope. Absolutely none. I was waiting to get some information, guys. I haven't got it yet. But I'm going to laugh at it, and I haven't even got it yet. Let me see. I'm going to check. Where somebody called me a while ago. A friend of mine, he's in... Well, he's in Virginia now. Yeah, he's there. But talking about some people are passing around some email or something telling all you guys that you're all going to get $100,000 from the government. And I just broke out laughing. Like, oh, my God. When is this supposed to happen? I'm actually waiting to get it because I haven't gotten it. He told me he's going to send it to me. But another one of these guru idiots or whatever trying to tell everybody that all these citizens are going to get $100,000 from the government. I wonder when is that going to hit the 6 o'clock news? And where do we all line up at? All right, go ahead. What's next?
Any United Nations or IMF news you can share on the situation in Iraq?
Nope. Nothing that we didn't already talk about.
All right. New Money 28 says, can you help decipher this? In a tweet on Sunday, Secretary of State Pompeo congratulated Alawi on his appointment. My question is, how can Pompeo congratulate Alawi on his appointment on something that hasn't supposedly happened yet? Or did they vote already?
Well, they did not vote already. He is prime minister designate, and he can be simply congratulating him on that. This is not official already. But a lot of times they assume he's going to win. Now, why would they assume he's going to win? Because Pompeo said, we're going to back you now, because we are. Iran wanted you. Probably actually wanted you. So all the powers that be want you, except for your citizens, because they still don't want you. So we're going to congratulate you in advance, because the citizens don't usually get a vote. So he can become prime minister. Then it's up to the citizens to do what they did with Mahdi, and that is take him down. But as of right now, there's no reason for him not to be, and he's just congratulating him on being designated.
All right. Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Jim and KC says, one of the news posts listed all of the names of Alawi's proposed cabinet. The defense and interior ministers were named. Now, with Pompeo's remarks to Alawi, does this mean that the U.S. has approved of the names of those positions?
I don't know that they approved of those names. I don't even know if those names were official, especially since I didn't see the list, to tell you the truth. But what we do know so far is, yes, they are at least publicly supporting Alawi. Yeah.
Okay. Vix Law says, with the collapse of global markets, the likelihood of recession, the potential of oil predicted as low as the mid-30s, and threatening global depression, can the RV happen?
Man, not in your world. Man, you're living in a depressed world. I know that.
Collapse of global markets, recession, global depression.
Well, I haven't seen the markets collapse. We are having a terrible day on the Dow today. That is for sure. It's already down over 1,000 points. But guess what? It's not because of anything Iraq is doing. It's not even because of anything that money is doing. They're saying it's all because of the virus and what is causing economies to do or not do. Because right now, we all know countries are shutting their borders. Products and services aren't getting through. Right now, so it is definitely causing a effect right now. Directly attributed to the RV or the GCR? No, it's a byproduct of the virus. But regardless, guys, money's still going to change hands, economy's still going to grow, and we're still going to have the RV. What's next?
Okay, continuing. Will Trump and his team use the RV as a means for the U.S. to be the shining light on the hill and be the remaining cornerstone of the world's economy?
Well, guess what? We're going to be that same shining light and cornerstone on the world's economy regardless of the RV or not, as we always have been. Now, a couple years from now, where we feel the effects of what's going on now as our partnerships dwindle and all the agreements and things we had in place with other countries change and we start feeling the effects and losing those advantages that we had, those agreements that we had, things will change. But that's not going to happen in the next 4 months or 6 months. Economies don't move that fast. So we'll see. Are they going to use this the way Clinton got to use Kuwait? Absolutely not. And they're not going to be able to use it because it wasn't activated in time for us to see those results. That is just going to do with the economy or wipe out the deficit and all that. He won't have any ability to use any of that between now and November. But there's no way to explain it. There's not even a way to incorporate all of it in the economy to make it happen. You know, next 4 years will be something different. But as of now, I think they've waited way too late in order to get this activated. Because you got to remember, it's not even activated yet. It's going to be March. If Iraq keep doing what they're doing, you know, we don't know when it's going to be activated. I'm hoping the vote goes through on Thursday. I'm hoping, but I know it's Iraq, and anything can happen. The minute it does, it changes everything, but it still takes time for our economy to see it, benefit for it, for all of us to get our money, put it to places we want to, watch it grow, start our investments, open our businesses, create jobs, do all that stuff. It takes a period of time. It's not going to happen in 30 days. What's next?
That's it. Let's talk to some live That's folks it. And see what's on their mind.
Okay.
732 area code, you are on.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, my only quick question is, the longer this takes in delay, will the rates go up higher for the exchange?
It doesn't matter about the length of time that it takes for it to happen. What does matter is the price of oil. Our economy, as it grows, the rates will go up. But right now, we can see oil is going down, so it is jeopardizing. But even with the current budget set where it is, the rate won't go any lower than the 361 or 353 where it's at, because that's where it's at in the budget. Now, if they redo the budget, that's something different. But with the current budget, it won't go any lower than that.
What would cause them to redo the budget?
Well, right now they're saying there's a budget deficit. And every month is getting worse because the budget wasn't approved. And they're only using the money paying out salaries to the people who don't need the salaries. The rich are getting richer. The corrupt politicians are still getting paid. Iran's still getting paid, but the people aren't. But that money was supposed to be generating money. It was supposed to be generating jobs. It was supposed to start the investments with all the investors coming in. It was supposed to start the agreement with China. But since it's not being put to work like it's supposed to be, it's being eaten up and taken away by the greedy instead of the needy. That's causing the deficit to grow. That's what would make them go in and say, hey, we can't afford the budget that we had. Now we got to redo it because we've already used a 12th of the money or 2/12ths or 3/12ths, wherever we get to the budget at. That's what causes the problem.
So it'd be best to say that the best thing that we can do is just buy more foreign currency, play it safe.
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something I've been telling people for years. And people say, hey, when this happens, the dollar is going to go down. They think the dollar is going to collapse. The dollar is not going to be as strong as it was. And all that could happen because of what's happening in the world and some of the partnerships and agreements and everything that we're losing now to weaken it, because other countries aren't going to use it as much because they don't have the confidence they used to have in us. Well, here's been my answer for 10 years. And ask anybody that's been listening for the last 10 years, 12 years, get more dollars, if that's what you think. Get more dollars. So I think if the currency is going to come in at a lower rate, what should I do? Get more currency. That's all. That's the only answer there is.
Right, and that's good advice, and I thank you for that. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. 865, area code, you are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your continued support and to trying to connect all the dots that we keep being faced with. You know, one of the major things that the demonstrators have been fighting for is, you know, going after the corruption and the like. Are we seeing that they are satisfied that enough attention is being placed on that? And, of course, the name Maliki keeps surfacing in that respect of, are the demonstrators starting to connect the dots that a lot of their problems really kind of harken back to him, and that they may be wanting to see more justice being, you know, put toward him? Anything along those lines?
I don't see, and I haven't heard anything from my guys about Maliki being targeted at all. I think what I see the demonstrators doing right now in this moment is letting it play out, letting Alawi know he is not their choice, but still letting them make a decision first because they haven't done anything yet. I mean, they could be burning down buildings, doing everything else right now, but they know they're going to need some kind of government in place in order for any of the reforms to go through. So if Alawi does what he says he's going to do, with them saying we don't like you, and he does it to try to force them to like him, then they come out on top. If he doesn't, they can say we didn't want you and we still don't want you and go do that. But somewhere it has to be organized enough for progress to happen, and I think they do at least realize that, but they're going to wait and see exactly what he does after the vote, because they can always remove him after.
Because, you know, in all of this, I was going to say, in all of this, it's like others that tend to have leanings toward Iran have kind of had the curtain pulled away from them because, you know, as the Speaker of the Parliament, he's been kind of found out that his leanings tend to be more toward Iran. So question mark of are they starting to get their list together so that those who are more pro-Iranian, they're going to be kind of done away with as well, of get not done away with in terms of being assassinated, heaven forbid on that, but out of office, that sort of thing. I was just curious what the feel of the lay of the land might be if your sources are saying anything along that.
Well, let's look at it like this, maybe, okay? Most of them have been publicly identified right now. So if they do get the new government in, that means most of them now have lost their power or they've been exposed. So now it's a matter of, do the new guys have enough heart or courage to actually go after them now that they know who they are? Or even if they know how to even go after them? Because they still wield power even though they're not in position because the people will follow. So then what has to happen then? Then the U.S. and the U.N. have to step in and say, hey, we're backing the new Iraq government, and now we can legally go get you. Because the new Iraq government tells us we can go get Maliki. We can go get the parliament speaker. We can go get Saddam. We can go get all these crooked bankers, and that's why we're building this list, because we are going to go get them. And it's just a chess game. And we're just waiting for that one pawn to fall so the game can get started.
Interesting. Not just a chess game, but a 3D, 4D, four-layer chess game, whatever. So, but whenever this happens, we know that 10 days from that day, that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And again, guys, appreciate your tenacity and sticking with us throughout all this thick and thin. Appreciate it ever so much. And hopefully this is our magical Monday. One of these days it will be. We appreciate
okay.
it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hey, Tony, Ray. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Lesser, to the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain. Mr. Tony, you sound like you feel better. That's good.
You know,
good thing.
I do feel better. Well, I did 30 seconds ago. I don't know about right now. But anyway, no.
Don't you start doing that stuff. You're sick. All right. I did have a couple of questions. With your knowledge and expertise, is there a point when Iraq will stop printing, I guess what we call lower denoms? Because I know, just looking at some of the information that's out there, they were comparing the month of December to the month of January on how much dinar that they have printed. And they were saying that it's like $129 billion in the month of January for 2020 versus $825 billion back in December. And they said that there was some report that I think about 30 minutes or so ago that said they had, in their opinion, they have stopped printing the lower denom. And that was supposedly huge once they start doing that. And I guess that means that they're probably getting close to what we're looking for. With your experience and knowledge, what do you think about that? Is that what some of the things that we could be looking for too, to know that they're stopping printing the lower denom?
You know, I haven't seen the article where you're talking about with the numbers, but I would suppose they sure they have enough to go in circulation. They don't want everybody to have, you know, $1,000 in lower denoms in their pocket, you said. What they want is enough in circulation so people can see it. But they want people using a digital system. That's where the MasterCards and e-cards and everything else. So I guess that's where they want to be. That is the truth.
Yeah.
I don't see any other reason to stop printing because they know they're coming out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know that they were doing all that training over there, and I think some people said it supposedly have finished. They finished up over there with the training. So I'm just wondering if all of this is coming together like we wanted, even though what we're seeing in the news media from over there is saying one thing, but yet still we see something else different happening behind the scenes in the banking system. So maybe
we're gonna hear that all the time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna see it all the time, but they're never gonna be through training. No different
right.
than our bankers here. They hire and fire people every day. People quit
mm-hmm.
every day. So there's always
mm-hmm.
gonna be training going on. There's still a brand new system to them that they haven't even implemented yet. So there's no way they can be through with the training yet. They don't even have
mm-hmm.
the numbers of people in the industry trained for them to say they're through training. So
okay.
I don't see that.
Okay. All right. Well, those were my two questions. I'm hoping that we do, hopefully Thursday. I guess I do have one more question. If they keep, how can they afford to keep kicking the can down the road by not getting this done? From what we're hearing, that they're so bad off financially over there as a country because they won't let this go. I mean, what would they do if they didn't approve it? How would this affect them? It seemed like it would be devastating, you know, even more.
And that's what they're saying right now. If they don't do this budget, it will be worse than when they didn't do it in 2014. And by June, they will be in a recession, and it will be all downhill from there. They're announcing
wow.
that, and they're making it public, saying, guys, we can't keep doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we know that Iran doesn't want this to happen, so wouldn't it affect them even more if they didn't get it done? How would they continue? I mean, I know you said that they're going to keep getting money the longer they delay this, but the money will be coming from Iraq, right? And if Iraq goes belly up, then how are they going to get their money?
Because belly up just means let me try to think. I got to pick another country. Like Mexico. Mexico, 50% of their population is below the economy line, right?
Okay.
Just poor, poverty line. Yeah, poverty line. I mean, just poorer than poor. Is Mexico still operating?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Iran doesn't care that Iraq's people live below the poverty line. They don't care if it's 50%, 60%, or 70%, because they're going to keep taking the money so they survive, because the money's still going to keep coming.
Okay. Wow.
Okay?
Mm.
And that's
okay,
all
I
they care
it.
About. And the Iraqi people are just realizing it because their government officials don't care, because they're still getting their share. They're still eating steak every day, drinking wine, you know, having fried eggs and toast and bacon for breakfast while their people are down there starving. But they don't care.
Wow. Yeah. Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for explaining. I get it. I get it now. That's ridiculous. Well, hopefully we'll see something. I'm hoping maybe President Trump will go ahead and put more pressure on them to get this done. And hopefully it will, force them. Yeah. All right, well, thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Okay,
right,
thank you. 727 area code, you are on.
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Can you hear me?
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, I was used to say sir was my dad. I guess I'm old enough now or I can be sir. So, oh, God. You can't deny when you're over 70 that all of a sudden you now you are one. Hey, Tony, I saw a post by Tish, and it was talking about three of the appointments that Alawi had made were holdovers from Mahdi's cabinet. Is that? Have you heard anything to that regard, or did you see the post?
Hmm. Let me see. Let me call Tish on the phone right now, see what she's spreading around.
No, I didn't see this.
I haven't seen the list, but I thought all of them were new people. I didn't think he selected anybody from the previous government. I could be wrong.
Right. Okay.
But I'll ask Tish, which we know she's listening, so I'm sure she'll respond quickly,
okay.
But go ahead.
Okay. So I guess the next thing is that the only remedy for the people, if they continue to do nothing, is an Arab Spring, yes?
Well, yeah. I mean, if they continue to do nothing, but they're slowly building up. Now, they've already announced this doesn't go their way. They said they will have a gradual build-up of their demonstration, and it did say peaceful. You know, and they can do the right thing and do what they've been doing and block off all the streets. However, they can kill the economy without burning down the house, you know? Without killing people and get some results that way. You know, the only problem is the people want to be nonviolent and do that, but Sadr and Iran will try to turn it to violent to try to force them not to do that. And even in the end, if it comes down to it, then the U.S., the U.N. steps in and we have to go from there. But in the end, even politicians, Iran, have to agree at some point and know they're about to lose it all. So it's better to give up something and get that than lose it all and end up with nothing. All of them having to escape to Iran. And then, you know, Europe just switched over, said, okay, they're going to start starving Iran out like we're starving Iran out, then everybody else, and they all just go down together. So we'll just have to see how far they're willing to drag it out. Now, what I didn't pay attention to, and maybe you guys did, is Iran had their vote yesterday, and I don't know if they voted in a new administration or not, because that was supposed to be a key thing yesterday. So I didn't follow up on that, though. So maybe somebody else did.
Well, I doubt very. I can't see the current government in Iraq, if they go out and shoot 1,500 protesters, I don't think they would give two hoots about what the results of an election were if it were to tell them that they were no longer in power. They would just disown the election process, and that'd be that. I mean, I can't see them relinquishing power. Can you?
Well, nope. I didn't think it was possible when they were voting, so I didn't know the purpose of it. But who knows?
Sure.
I didn't see the purpose of it at all.
Right. Okay. Well, gentlemen, Tony, I'm glad you're better. You sound better. You sound like you got some of your enthusiasm back, and that's good. Ray, you're taller than ever, and I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Have a yes, sir. Have a great day, you two, and we'll look forward to actually. So, if they're gonna, you're right now, Tony. You're saying they're gonna vote Thursday, so that's our Wednesday. Yes.
No, I didn't say they're gonna vote Thursday. I said they are scheduled to vote on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust me, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, that's fair enough. All right, gentlemen, you have a great day, and I'll look forward to more.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Hey, you. You bet.
508, area code, you are on. Area code 508-933. You're on.
Hey, let me answer this real quick. Guys, I like the fact that Tish responds, because she does. Anyway, the information he was giving us out about the list and the names, we talked about, actually said that was an article from last week, and we didn't know if it was accurate, but supposedly, oh yeah, we did have an article this morning where Alawi actually gave the names, or supposedly said he was giving the names, to a few people because President Parliament said he wanted them, I mean, the Speaker said he wanted them 2 days before the vote. So supposedly he did submit those names today to a very limited number of people to review prior to the vote. So we'll see. So that should answer that. All right. Now let's go to the next one.
Next caller, 610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning,
hey,
Tony.
G-Man.
G-Man NPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, G-Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And it's going to be the short version today. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to keep this information superstation on the air, donations are needed. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, your name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for sharing you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Ray. You're welcome, Tony.
All right. Next up is 507 area code. You
Hello.
Are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
It's been said that our treasury has its finger on the button and can activate this any time. With all the problems that they have over
Wait,
there.
Wait, I can't understand it. I can't understand what you're saying. Can we get?
Okay, can you?
Are you on a speakerphone?
Just hands-free. Let me change
okay,
that.
Okay, can you pick it up?
That's
yeah,
a little bit better there.
Better?
What you just did was
that better?
Better. Oh, yes.
Yeah, there
okay.
we go.
Okay, it's been said that our Treasury has its finger on the button and can make this happen at any time. Why are they not doing it? Why are they putting up with all this flack that they're getting from Iran?
Man, So, how long have you been doing this?
6 years.
This condensed version. 6 years. All right. So.
Yeah,
for 6 years, we have to understand that the U.S. has always been in charge. The U.S. has always had the ability to let the RV go through, and the U.S. has always stopped it every time Iraq tried to do this. Very simple.
Yeah.
It's dealing with the money laundering and the money going to Iran and who's going to be in control of that with the defense position and the interior position. Those are the two positions that the U.S. always coveted, wanted to know who was going to do that. All of the smuggling laws, everything else with the currency, they wanted all those laws in place so that we could stop all the flow of the dinar and the dollars to Iran. That has been what the whole thing of not letting the RV go through has been about, stopping the flow of the money, because this is all about the stranglehold that the U.S. is trying to put on the Iran economy.
Yeah, I just know people are dying over there, and other people are being severely injured, and it can all be resolved by pushing the button. So just have that thought.
Okay, you understand this, and everybody needs to understand this, and maybe for some of us, it's a dose of reality, and some of us already knows. First of all, I told you guys 10 years ago, 12 years ago, to read the book Confessions of the Economic Hitman, and that's where the U.S. intentionally destroys economies. Well, they intentionally destroy economies so they can control countries and people. But guess what happens while they're destroying that economy? People starve and die, part of the process, okay? They intentionally watch people die because they want to get a reaction out of them to overthrow their government. It's part of the process. I know we say, hey, we don't like it because this is what's going on. Trust me, that's what's designed to go on. So our government is no different than any other government. They will sacrifice hundreds and thousands of people to get what they want in the future. And that's what this is about, the future. And they don't care who's being sacrificed in order to achieve that goal. Now, not just us, but Iran doesn't care. They don't care how many Iraqis they sacrifice in order for them to get the money that they need to survive. And they're willing. They're not sacrificing their people. They're sacrificing Iraq's people. Iraq's own government doesn't care how many of their citizens they sacrificed, because they're still getting paid. And they're living fat, dumb, and happy. And they don't care that, you know, everybody in Arizona is starving. I'll let them starve. We got 49 other states that'll do okay, you know, but we got this or that. That's the reality that people don't want to live with. And they're all right. doing that. They're all using these poor citizens of Iraq as pawns.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, understood. Thank you.
All right.
All right, sir. Takes us to 281.
Right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
281.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Good morning.
Good afternoon.
How's
it going,
pal?
Okay, how are you?
Great. Great, great, great. Let's say, okay. And Jazzy goes along with it.
Okay, Jazzy.
Hey, I'm going to ask this question. So we've seen an article, and it talks about the curriculum that they are asking from the prime minister to be. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, it's what the guy was talking about earlier. They want to know exactly what his government is, how his government is going to operate, how he plans to operate it. The way they want them to, or the way the U.S. wants them to, or what, and they want to know who the people are going to be in his government. He hasn't given those names yet. So that's what they want in advance,
mm-hmm.
to make sure he's going to do what they asked him to do.
So it's still a puppet, pulling the puppet string then.
Right. And he said he's not going to do. He said he's going to do what the people want him to do, is what he's saying. But the same thing that he told Maliki, Sadar, everybody else, he's telling the Kurds and the Sunnis, that they're saying they're not going to participate in the vote in the government because he won't give them the three people they want. And he said, no, I said I'm not going to do that. Wait, there's a lot of noise, guys. He said, I'm not going to do that. I told him I wasn't. I'm going to do this free, and that's how I'm going to do all the positions. So we'll see what happens.
Okay. He has enough people behind him right now that it could go ahead and be processed anyway, right?
He said he has
166 votes. How many votes he has to have?
166. He says he has 166. So the votes are not the problem. The problem is they won't let him take the vote.
Right. So that was just, I was trying to remember back when you were talking about how many votes they have to pass it. And that's why I asked this question. But I understand what you're saying. Okay. Thank you, guys. You all have a great afternoon. And I'm glad you're sounding better, Tony.
All right,
and
thank you.
And you and Mr. Ray got to keep yourselves together for us. Did you hear me?
At least a couple more days, right?
Yep.
I say that you and Mr. Ray got to keep you all, y'all got to keep yourselves together for us.
And I said at least for a couple more days, right?
What you mean a couple more days? Oh, come on here. Speak that, Mr. Ray. That means we're going to, hey, they're going to do this thing and we heading on to the bank. Come on here, speak it.
All right,
have a great evening. Have a great afternoon.
Okay, take care.
All right, you
bye-bye.
Too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
619 area code, you're on.
I agree with that lady that just finished. You guys got to stick around.
Hey,
good morning,
right.
Ray. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning.
Tony, I'm going to ask your thoughts on something. There's a gentleman, supposedly a guru, who seems to be against all other gurus. And I call him Pooperoni with a P, but his name rhymes with that. You know, he's the only guy that seems to state that this thing cannot increase in value over a long period of time. But yet everyone else seems to think differently. And I know you can't speak for him, and I don't know how to write him, otherwise I would. Why is it that he feels so different than anyone else? What's your thoughts on what he's trying to say?
Okay. And I understand it, guys. It's for everybody. He's not the only one in the world who believes that either. Okay. But traditionally, a country's currency would not quadruple or multiply 100 times overnight. It just traditionally does not happen. There has to be an economic event, a global event, for that to happen, which did in this case. It's just been so long ago that he and some others don't think that it will apply to Iraq, or that the situation in Iraq will not let it apply. You know, it's just like anything else. It's a lack of knowledge or lack of understanding about the process that makes them go that way. So let me tell you guys a story real quick, and this is going to explain it to you. A couple years ago, I think it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I was telling this guy about Iraq and what was going to happen and how the money was going to do this. Now, you got to realize this guy has a $700 million hedge fund. $700 million hedge fund. And I'm telling him about it, and this is going to happen. And he's laughing at me. He said, now, you mean to tell me you actually go on a radio show to it and you tell people this and they actually believe it? You mean to tell me that there's countries all around the world and you think they're following you and they actually believe this? And on and on. And then he's telling me how he's built his hedge fund, he does this. I've been in money all my life. Money does not work like this. He said, there's no way in the world it could ever happen. Blah, 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 blah. 2 weeks later, he calls me and he says, you will not believe what happened. I sent somebody to the bank, said, hey, go check this out. And they came back and told me that the banker told him it was absolutely true. They were preparing for it, da 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 da. And then he started asking me, how can this happen? How can this be real? I mean, no, you know, because he didn't know. It was beyond his world. And I like to refer to people as that living in their own world, because everybody's world is a little bit different because it's what they know and what they understand. So it was beyond his world. This is beyond Cap's world. That's what I'm going to call him. Because he's steadfast in his beliefs. But I don't believe he will do enough work or research to find out what's really going on. Or he doesn't believe something of this magnitude could happen. When all you really have to do, anybody, is go back and look at the history of every country we ever went to war with, and you'll see their currency was devalued and revalued. And it wasn't over 50, 60 years that it was revalued. He could go back to Kuwait, it's well documented. He can go back to any other country, Germany and a bunch of other ones, and look and see where this process has happened more than one time. But I don't think he wants to actually take the time to do that. Or if he was that knowledgeable, he should have enough real contacts. And real contacts are higher up in the bank, the Treasury Department, and other countries and central banks, everybody, to let them know. And you don't really have to be that high up in the bank now, because there's a bunch of exchange locations, call centers, everything else, where they have the actual rates on the screen. They can tell you the rates they've been trained at and what they're going to look for. They can tell you the rates that the SKRs are at already, and even some of the people who've already exchanged, what they got was all proved to the point that we're right. And one morning he's going to wake up and it's just going to totally blow his mind, and he's going to spend the rest of his life wishing he could have, would have, should have taken more advantage of this opportunity when he realizes how real it is. But don't be concerned with it, because he's not the only one. Again, I remember when I first started this, you got to remember my other partner, when, you know, he said the dawn is going to be at 5 cents. And he swore out to me, there's no way that could ever happen ever in the world. The whole world would turn upside down if the dawn came out at 5 cents. I mean, and today, not only is the baseline 47, but we're talking contract rates of $2 and $8. No way that the dinar could be what it is. So people are going to believe what they believe. And sometimes things are just too overwhelming for them to understand. And that's just how it is. But don't let it affect you. Okay?
Oh, believe me, I don't. I just laugh. But I just wanted to understand why he was just, for me, seemed to be about the only guy that goes 100% and gets the green. Now, what you just said makes sense. So kind of my thoughts as well. You know, we're all wishing the best and hoping for the best, and hopefully this vote finally gets done on Thursday so that we can all move forward and keep blessing
other
people.
Let's hope so.
You know, a long time ago, I'm going to say about 7 years ago or so, you used to have callers call in and kind of share an idea or two on a certain day what they would do with the blessing. That was always kind of cool
okay.
to hear. It gave you ideas to, like, oh, yeah, never thought about that. So wouldn't mind doing that maybe once a month or something like that, to hear some thoughts and maybe not all the details of it, but just, this is what we're going to do. And I like the fact that
I'm always open to that.
I know you are. But I like the fact, like that one time you said, hey, I just went and bought some shoes and gave it to the homeless people. That's it. Bought $10 pair of shoes and went and gave it to the homeless people. Just thoughts like that. Take a senior citizen to the doctor's appointment. You know, whatever you can. Those are all great ideas, and you know, we can all benefit by giving and sharing and loving on the people that need it.
Absolutely. All right, we'll do that. And everywhere, right. I want you to feel free anytime you answer the phone. It doesn't have to be a question. I mean, it could be just that, a compliment. I mean, or what you want to do, a suggestion, what your future looks like. Those are the things we've been doing for the last 10, 15 years to help all of us grow. And you don't need me to bring it up to do it, guys. Just do it. If you feel like sharing something, a good idea, a good business adventure, a good investment opportunity, we can always do that. All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
You bet.
Okay. 972, you're on.
Danny and Dallas, fellas, y'all all right?
All right, man, how you doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful day in Texas. I know that. I'm working for a living still. I appreciate what you shared. I'm looking for Wednesday, but expecting Thursday at this point. You were kind of encouraging when you said maybe it'll all happen on Thursday. That's awfully optimistic, buddy. Maybe so. Maybe so. Don't know. keep buying dinar and dong. There are a couple of the articles that came out recently talking about that the dinar is international. I think you introduced some of those to the team in general. I'm still not finding a lot of places that are selling it. I don't know that would really be an issue or not. But are you finding more places that sell dinar?
Well, you got to remember, I mean, even years ago, not days ago, years ago, Ray, we had a list of over 70 places here in the U.S. that sell dinar. So I think we're going to do the dinar. But, yeah, there are other places that sell dinar. Yeah.
I didn't know if you'd gotten wind that more had joined that group or not. I know of 7 places I can buy it here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And I tell people that when they're interested. So I just yeah. just curious if that
send it over to me.
Had changed anything.
Send it over
Wait,
to
you
me.
Guys
and I'll add it to the list.
Oh.
Okay. Very good. I'll send it. Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, that's
because
all right.
The list only...
question up today.
Okay. I was just going to say the list only grows based on the contribution of the members, and that's how it was first created.
Yes.
People that said, hey, this bank.
I didn't even think about contributing. I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay.
Just to let other folks know that may have that information, the more the merrier. Yeah, we'd like to see the list grow so that when it's exchange time, we can share it across America and let people pick and choose
Sounds like a plan.
Where they want to go and do their exchange. Thank
there
you, sir.
You go.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I'll be back to work. See you
appreciate you.
Okay. Take care.
Yep.
978 area code. You are on.
Oops. You caught me
Oops.
Moving furniture.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I hear that beep. I go, oops, they didn't miss me. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you guys today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Hey. I'm sick like you.
Wow.
Upper respiratory problems. But on all kinds of organic, naturopathic stuff that's getting me back in order. This is Vanessa calling from South Florida. From up north in Newburyport, Mass., but still down here taking care of that lovely 97-year-old mom of mine. I wanted to thank you, Tony, for your kind compliments about my lottery story with her the other day. I listened to the rest of that call and got a lot of really good information from the people that shared after you mentioned. And it was actually 31 years we've been making that money last, not 20, 31 years with that $5 million. We've done fairly well surviving here with my house up north and my mom's house here, which I'm now emptying out. I've been through 3 car accidents in the last 2 weeks, as I mentioned, and now my car has been deemed totaled, the same car that's done over 7,000 Lyft and Uber trips between Boston and Florida. So I'm going to try damn well hard to get a car loan this week with kind of messed up credit. I was hoping I'd be able to walk into Miami with cash in my hand and get a new Lincoln, but I'm going to get me a 2016, like my car, and hopefully I don't have to drive another Lyft trip. But in the interim, I just wanted to share a couple things. First of all, 2 words, Mercury retrograde. I know you hear this comment in the past about the energetic frequencies and the planet Mercury going backwards in its orbit as it appears in the sky to the Earth. We went into a Mercury retrograde period. I'm trying to explain some of the chaos, not that the Iraqi chaos needs any explanation other than it's Iraq. But Mercury retrograde doesn't help any. That causes delays in communication, breakdowns with cars and computers and phones and washing machines and all that good stuff. And you're not supposed to sign any contracts or legal agreements during a Mercury retrograde. And it doesn't end till March 9th. I hope to God that that's not going to cause a complete delay till March for the RV, but maybe a small piece of the energetic reason why we're still not there. And that's what I have to say about that. The second piece I want to offer is there is another location selling dinar here in South Florida that I just found out about. If you can actually just walk in off the street, which I never realized. I drive past this mall all the time. I have dealt with Exchange of America up in Stuart, Florida, because my friends have a house there, and I've dealt with them through their website and also through just walking in the front door and getting my currency, validated, which was great. But Travelex, evidently, Travelex in the Garden, the Palm Beach Outlet, Travelex, Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard off of Route 95 in the Palm Beach Outlets evidently is selling dinar. And the Travelex in Boca Raton Town Center is not, because we've always called there and they say, no, we don't deal in that currency. But I just found out from a good source that they are, in fact, selling it there in Palm Beach Gardens. So you can add that to your list, right?
All right.
And I thank you all again for the continued education. I wish you good health, Tony. If you need to add a little ester C to your diet and some oil of oregano and olive leaf extract and water and some colloidal silver under your tongue. I know that's a mouthful, but all those naturopathic things seem to work for me. I will share one idea of what I'm going to do with my money when it comes. You guys know that I have mentioned in the past I work with a medical device from Germany in the field of energy medicine called the Beamer.
I'm going to hopefully open up another kind of a retreat for veterans when this money comes in. I know that there already exists one in Orlando. I think it's called the Beamer Boathouse, where they allow veterans to come for like a little sabbatical to come and stay for a few days and do some energy therapy sessions and enjoy a property on the water on a lake. I'm hoping to be able to set up a retreat that will have all types of naturopathic therapies and treatments where veterans and their families can come and enjoy and have Beamer sessions in the morning at night and help deal with things like post-traumatic stress disorder and other injuries that they have gathered through their service to this country. And I'm hoping to put in place a foundation that will gift those devices to veterans and their families so that they'll also have a source of income. They can be trained to become a distributor and actually derive income for their family from this wonderful product that changes so many lives. So that's one of my ideas for what I'll do with my abundance. And I thank you both. You have a blessed afternoon and evening.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 209 area code. You are on.
Hi, guys. I just had a quick question. I got kicked out of my text receiving messages, and I need to know how to get back into it.
Okay, that's a great question.
If the texting part still works, text to 40404.
40404, okay.
Right. And the message, all capital letters, follow space at THE underscore TNT underscore
at,
TE.
I'm sorry. You're going too fast.
Okay.
Sorry.
Sorry.
I got follow and then I have a space. I don't make a line. I just make a
okay.
At.
Right. Don't make a line. Just a space and then the at sign.
Okay.
THE.
Okay.
Underscore TNT.
Okay.
Underscore T E A M.
T E A O team. Okay.
Team.
So I'm gonna repeat
right.
it back. I'm gonna text you at 40404. If that doesn't work, I'm gonna go all capitals.
No. No, that's the number you're sending the text message to. 40404. Now,
okay.
The message is follow space at the underscore TNT underscore team.
Okay.
That's the message
Thank
that you're
you.
Going to put in the message line.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Right.
You're doing
now,
this,
if you get a text back that says this SMS feature no longer works, which they have turned it off for some carriers, and if you are not successful resubscribing that way, then you'll have to go to twitter.com and establish an account and then start following us on Twitter and then make sure that Twitter has your telephone number and it will send the text that
way.
Okay,
well, I get your message from Twitter, but I'm not getting one from text. So I will give that a try, and I thank you very much. You're dealing with junior, senior moment. You know, what can I say?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Alrighty.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. 404 area code. You are on. Okay. I don't know if you're listening, but, you know, you did this, the last call and the call before that, too. So, I don't know. We'll figure out what your problem is. Hope we can help you out with that. 903 area code. You are on.
Oh, hello. I heard the magic beep. Hey, I just wanted to get back to... Oh, hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. How are y'all doing today?
Hey, all right.
No, Tony's
super
not doing
fantastic.
So well. All right. Okay. Oh, super fantastic. Excellent. Hey, I wanted to get back to Danny from Dallas. Me being a 903 area code was just one area code away from 972. Look up Currency Exchange of Texas, and they should have a kiosk over in one of the shopping malls in your neck of the woods. And that's where I got some of my dinar. I don't know if they're still there or not, but they're, I think they're all over the place. But
okay.
You said you were one area code from him.
Yeah. Yeah, 903 okay. is East Texas, and 972, 214, and 817 is Dallas and Fort Worth.
Alrighty.
And then 281 is Austin or San Antonio area. Yeah, there's a bunch of them here. Texas is about okay. three quarters, is one quarter larger than Iraq. Or Iraq is three quarters the size of Texas. Anyway, y'all have a wonderful day and enjoy the call.
All right, thank you, sir. All right.
Thank you. 510 area code, you're on.
Hi.
510, are you ready?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Okay. Hey there. I'm saying tabula, sir, to the nth degree, and yourself.
I'm good.
Great.
You know what? I'm so sorry. It seems like I have a delay in this, but I'm good. But the only thing, this is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah.
I just wanted to say, about the currency. I just bought a dong from, if you ever heard of Mechanical Bank, they have a currency exchange center in the bank, and I just bought, paid like 900 something for a million dinar. So I just wanted to share that.
Oh, okay. And what state was that in?
I'm in Oakland, California. I'm right up the street from you, Tony.
You know, I was actually going to say, we actually have Mechanical Bank here.
Yeah. Go to Mechanical Bank, and they have a currency exchange. Call them before you do. I can't say that all of them have them in the branches, but I do know the one in Berkeley, California, on Shattuck, does have a currency exchange, and that's where I get my all of my currency from them that I'm interested in, like the dong and the dinar. And then they also have one in San Francisco also. And they have a currency exchange there also.
Okay. They actually have one here in Roseville, I think. I'll have to check it in.
Yeah, they do. They do. They do have one in Roseville because I'm planning on buying a house up there. And they do have a Mechanical Bank because I have another friend that lives over there in that area. And that's where she goes also. So I just wanted to share the love.
Good. Thank you.
You're sounding better. You're sounding real good, Tony. I'm glad to hear your voice, you and your brother. And I'm just so glad that you're, you know, hey, man, I've been sick and I've been well, and I tell everybody, well is much better.
Much better. All right. Thank you.
All right, now, I'll listen to the recorded call. I just jumped on when I heard that about the about, you know, the currency, you know, where you can buy it and where it could be purchased from. So I'll just take a listen to the call back, and I'm pretty sure it's going to be good news. But, hey, love all the community. Y'all, you just hold on. It's coming. Hold on. Change about to come.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
626 area code. You are on.
Hey, this is California calling. Good morning and good afternoon to you both.
Good morning.
I have a question. Is TNT still running at a deficit?
I have no idea.
Okay. All right. That's the main reason for my call, and to say to all of the listeners, how dare you allow them to run at a deficit? If you're buying currency, you can support this service. We all depend on it, whether we listen to it one time or 20 times, we all need to contribute.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I thought you asked me was PNC. I thought you were talking about the bank.
No, I'm talking about this service that we're listening to all the time.
Well, trust me, Ray was going to turn it off yesterday.
So that sounds like we're running at a deficit then.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. Again, I will say again, how dare us sit here and listen to this service, depend on it, and not contribute to it. If you can buy currency, we can support this service. I've upped my contribution. I can't contribute that much, but I've increased it and will stay increased until this thing happens. So I'm doing it. The rest of you guys can do it too. That's all right. I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Man, that was funny because I was thinking, why is she asking me about the bank? I don't have a clue what they're talking about. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, I just want to do a quick shout out to Lorraine. We had had some conversations on training calls and back and forth about the RFID chip and the capability of your card being read and copied, somebody just passing by you. And naturally, the conversation concluded with people should be getting these special wallets. I guess you're going to call it an RFID wallet or case to carry your credit and debit cards in to keep people from scanning your cards and cloning your accounts. And so I just want to do a shout out to Lorraine because she decided to send me one. I don't know if you have one yet, Tony. Or, but anyway, if you don't, I have one. But thank you, Lorraine, for this nice RFID wallet. So I just want to do a shout out to her for that.
Wait, where is she from?
She is from the West Coast.
The whole West Coast or just part of it?
Well, you know, I can't put her out there like that.
Okay.
I'll get with you.
No, I actually got this wallet on Friday, and I had no idea the significance of it until you just said it. I thought she was just sending me a wallet to put my money in. But now
okay.
You're telling me it's a super protective wallet. Is that right?
Now, yes. That was the main reason, I'm sure, to put your money in also, but it is for the protection of your credit cards. Scanning them as you walk around from place to place because they have the capability now to just, it used to be they had to get right up on you. Now I think some of the better crooks, if they're just a distance from you, they can still pull and scan credit cards and debit cards and clone them. And way to prevent that naturally is have them in a wallet or a container that's lined with, I think, metal or aluminum or something, but it blocks the signal from going through.
I'm familiar with the concept. I can see the
silver inside the lining of this wallet, so cool.
Oh, I didn't know that's what that was for.
So, thank you, Lorraine.
Yep, absolutely. Yes, and yes, she is my neighbor.
Right, okay.
But I had no idea. You guys didn't fill
but
me
I
in.
Did, I did take a minute, though, to look completely through it to make sure there might not have been something stashed in it. Because, you know, Mom always told us growing up, when you get a wallet for Christmas as a present, make sure you might have some money tucked in. There always was, you know, $1, $5 or something. So I had to go down memory lane just for a second and say, let me look all through here, make sure it didn't tuck some cash or something.
Well, I did not do that. believe me, Tamara did. She went through it. I was like, oh, really? Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
it was nice still feel. Anyway, thank you, Lorraine.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, that was the last hand that was up. Oh, wait a minute. Did a new one just develop? or 626. Okay, we'll get this one. We're a few more minutes before we actually shut down. 508, you're on.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, super fantastic. I called her earlier, and you didn't reply. Okay.
No, this is my first time. But listen, is there any sharing possible? Like, could you say a little more about the wallet? I mean, I'm sure that other people would benefit from that as well. Maybe did she send you a URL or something?
No, she just sent the wallet. I mean, you can buy those anywhere. You just RFID, if you make sure that that's part of what you're looking for the wallet or wallet case, credit card case, they're readily available pretty much anywhere.
What's the protection that's installed in that?
Well, this one has there's a metal lining inside the wallet itself. And that supposedly keeps the RF signal from transmitting through. It can't pass through metal. And so some of the cases have a metal lining in the actual case, and then some of the wallets have it sewn into the wallet. And this one is made into the wallet. So from just looking at it, it just looks like a regular black leather wallet, but it is an RFID wallet because it has the lining inside of it, made into the wallet.
Cool.
And as you fold it and close it, then it's protected on both sides so that you can't. Just Google RFID wallet. I'm sure you can find them Amazon, eBay, stores. It's not a hard to find item. Since Lorraine thought enough of us to send us one, I just wanted to do a shout out and say thank you.
All right, guys. Listen, thanks. And listen, really appreciate you guys. You guys are like a savior. Otherwise, you'd be running around the circles trying to get information. You guys are great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
That was it. Really
appreciate
it. That's the last hand up. Let's wrap this one up.
All right. All right, guys. It's Monday all over again. Starting to be like, what is it, Groundhog Day? Is that the name of the movie? Whatever, over and over and over again.
Okay.
Every Monday, here we are. It's in Friday. But they did change the vote twice already this week, so hopefully that'll be it. They do have a deadline of March the 2nd, or the day will certainly change because he ran out of his 30 days. So we'll see what's happening. Right now, everything else is in a good position. Again, the banks haven't changed anything. There's no need for us to do anything except take advantage of this time. That's what I would do. That's what I advise you to do. Take advantage of this time. Because every day it doesn't happen, guess what Iran is doing? Guess what Iraq government is doing? Guess what the rich are doing? They're all getting richer. They're all taking advantage of this time and getting more currency, one way or the other. Why shouldn't you be doing the same? That's what they're doing. I don't care. I've told you guys, $50 a week will change your life forever once this happens. How many of you so far could have spent an extra $50 a month, another half a million dinar at 50 cents, or a million at 50 cents with half a million dollars, or another $100 a month if you could have squeezed it through? I mean, look where you would be when this happens. Because it's been a year, 2 years. You'd be at another $6-7 million easy, or even more, if you get the contract rate on it. Guys, don't let $50 be the difference between the life you can have and the life you're going to have. Okay? Take advantage of it. Do what they're doing. Be one of them. Rich get richer. That's what I would do. And I do what I'm going to do. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day, guys, because nothing I can do but enjoy it. So let's do that. Keep up with the information. We'll come back on Wednesday, and let's see what happens. All right, Ray.
Okay, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for us for today on this marvelous-er Monday. And our next scheduled call will be for Hump Day Wednesday, unless something exciting happens in between that. If not, then we shall talk to you again on Wednesday. Keep believing, we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Believe it, I believe. Your love is gonna get. remember anything else.
I believe.
Remember this.
Your storm is over. I believe. Your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe. You'll make it through it.
About your future.
Hello, this is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's
your
on its way. Everything's
money.
Completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
To stop conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your Monday.